From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis that is affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rohingya area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
More than 500,000 Rohingya have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military. That began after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. The crackdown has resulted in widespread atrocities and has prompted intense international condemnation, although officials in Myanmar still continue to deny that the crisis even exists. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing. The government is blaming it on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. The demonstrators later gathered at the city's soccer stadium, where the president and other leaders joined them. They urged Somalis to take up arms for what they call a tough fight with Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Israel.